All right, welcome everyone to another Tuesday afternoon here in America, Tuesday evening there in the EU and elsewhere in the world. I'm Stephen Roberts, this is Cancel the Cabal. I am on four stations, my original station, People's Internet Radio. I'm on PSN Radio down in Florida, thanks to Angel Espino, and I'm also on both of Annie Champagne's Shake and Wake radio stations down in Florida. I have on a reoccurring guest, a good friend. Me and him gel along with another friend, Gary Mailer, but he couldn't make that tonight. He couldn't make this show. He's got other things obligated, but welcome to the show, Pavel, once again, Pavel Gorniak.
Thank you very much for the invite yet again. It's always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. I guess the headline of I put on the blurb for the show was 6 million Jews, my ass. So I guess we're going to talk about the Holocaust and the false illusion, or the Hula hoax, is what it's called.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, my friend. Yes, it is. Wow, where to start, huh?
Well, one place to start is if somebody wants to think about it, if your information, whether it's the government, whether it's the British government or the American government or any government for that fact, if your information and your history is so true, why do you have to arrest people for denying it? That's a big question.
Yeah, well, if it really happened, you should be open to debate, should be open to research. Maybe somebody will find something, you know. But if it's banned and it's punishable by prison sentences up to a couple years, 5 years, I believe it was, in Germany a few years back.
Absolutely.
Plus, there's another settlement for, I think, 30,000 euros in Germany, another case. But most of these cases are appearing in Germany, Austria, Switzerland, and there's even a couple cases in Australia.
Sure. Well, honest debate is supposed to be that, just honest. I haven't seen any debate from government or media in the 10 years I've been doing this. All they have is ad hominem attack and attacking the messenger. They cannot attack the message because they know the message is true, so they attack the messenger.
Yeah, that's the way that works. They got such strong lobbies all over the world, mostly from settlements about anti-Semitism and Holocaust denial, that plus reparations to Jews in Israel, Jews in everywhere around the world, even if you're a descendant of a Jew who was living in Germany, Poland, Romania, Czechoslovakia, you are entitled to reparations. I don't know if you're aware of that.
I kind of was, but I don't really know the entire story.
Yep. Just if you're just blood related to somebody who was living in one of those countries, he didn't have to even be in a concentration camp or even in a work camp to be entitled to reparations. And these are in the thousands of euros in some cases, you know. And if you can prove you were actually in a concentration camp, you're entitled to huge sums of money, huge, it's like astronomical. So there's something about that, and a lot of that money flows from the United States, from Germany. Poland doesn't really have that high of a bill, but I know Germany does for sure. The states nonstop give, I think, 38 billion a year or something.
Right.
38 billion. Well, there's a lot. They give a lot. The states give a lot. A strong Jewish lobby.
I don't know if they call it reparations or not, but the U.S. government gives over $3 billion to Israel every single year.
Yeah, $3 billion. Overall, I think it was a $38 billion given since it was implemented in the '70s.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's how it. That's how that looks. But since we're on the topic of 6 million, I think it's good to start off with some history about that, where the figure came from. The modern interpretation of where it came from came after the war. It wasn't even called the Holocaust back then until 1979, I believe.
Sure.
And it was the Jews who made it up themselves. Uh-huh. But the Red Cross gives other figures. But the 200 million from 1900 till 1945, there was 200 published papers, books regarding 6 million Jews being oppressed or dying. 200. Let's see. One, Stephen S. Wise's New York Times article, June 11, 1900. There are 6 million living, bleeding, suffering arguments in favor of Zionism. Wow, this is in 1900,
Yes.
only 39 years before the war. Again, New York Times, November 27, 1902, plea for Zionism. In answer, I would say, does Dr. Silverman represent the 6 million Jews in Russia, 300,000 in Romania, and 1 million in Galicia? Where are these figures coming from? 6 million, 300,000, 1 million in Galicia?
Yes.
Like,
Well,
there's something wrong.
that's the thing. That link I tried to pass you, evidently the entire link, the entire website is banned over in your country, probably in Europe, basically is
Oh,
where
yeah.
it's banned. But that goes through. I'll pass that to Annie. Maybe she hasn't seen this yet. But anyways, it shows of 10 different newspapers from 1915 all the way to 1938 that pretty much have the same mantra going on, as far as this 6 million number.
Yeah, I'm guessing there's some kind of ritualistic Talmudist, hoax going on here, because I've actually read about this a while back regarding the 6 million figure. It has something to do with the Talmudist belief, of course, which is a Zionist belief. The Talmud is very it's like a very violent storybook, basically. It doesn't have nothing to do with faith. It's like a political book for who deserves to die and who doesn't. Basically, Jews are the highest living creatures on earth, and everybody else to them is a slave.
According
That's
to the
basically,
Talmud, right?
yeah, under the Talmud, yeah,
The Goyim,
exactly, and
the
which is
Goyim.
what these Israelis practice, really.
Well, according to the Talmud, you cannot rape a goyim, or you can't, or you can rape a goyim. You can kill a goyim. You can lie to them, deceive them, do whatever it takes to promote your agenda.
Yeah. So that doesn't sound nothing like the what's the real holy book? The Torah.
The
Doesn't sound
Torah.
anything like the Torah.
Yes.
Nothing. The Old Testament is basically the Torah.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's really disturbing. And actually, living here
Well,
in Poland and having visited. Sorry.
the Torah was written by the Jews. The Talmud was written by the Zionist,
By the Akhenazis, I believe, the
Ashkenazis.
descendants of the Akhenazis.
The Khazarians,
Who
yes.
were, yeah, the Khazarians, yeah. Basically, the Khazarians were, in case the listeners don't know, the Khazarian Empire was placed around south of the Ural Mountains in the region today of Russia, Ukraine, and a bit of Kazakhstan. That was Khazaria. They practiced the Ashkenazi faith, which is something they really invented themselves. They perverted the original Orthodox faith.
Where do you believe these Zionists come from? The Khazarians and the Ashkenazis.
Well, like I said, like I'm saying,
Actually, where is the
they come from Russia, basically Russia and Ukraine and Poland.
Okay, I was going to say, where is the Khazarian land, or where is the original Khazarian?
Ukraine and Russia, just south of
Really?
the Ural Mountains, eastern
They're
Ukraine
relative
is
of
part of western Russia.
they're your relatives?
Hopefully not.
Hopefully not.
Hopefully
Exactly.
not. God, I
Exactly.
hope not.
I was just pulling your leg.
I'm somewhat peaceful. I'm somewhat peace loving, somewhat.
Absolutely. So am I.
Yeah. Yeah, but actually, back on the topic, now that we covered a little bit of history, actually, the figures, the real figures, while we're on the topic of 6 million,
They were only like
actually,
160
they were about
thousand.
271,000
How much?
for all the camps. 271,301.
Yes,
This
I
was a death.
yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
No, I thought it was only like 200,000 or something like that. Yeah.
No, the official Red Cross figures starting from 1973 till 1977 or 79, I believe, were a total of 271,301 in all the concentration camps run by the Nazis. Surprising, Mauthausen death total was 77,000, just over 77,000. Auschwitz was 52,000, 52,500, and Abteilung 41,000, almost 800.
Okay.
These are the three highest totals. The other ones had like just a couple of thousand.
I believe there is some sort of a official Israeli agency that was that took control after the war. I think that their own numbers provide even the same sort of statistics as what you just mentioned too, or very, very close to it anyways, yeah.
Well, then, but you're still not allowed to officially deny the 6 million. You're not
Well,
allowed to.
yeah, that's what I'm trying to get to, you know.
Yeah.
Where is debate at? This I know it's a little bit off track and off topic, but it seems that science has tried to do this same little nasty trick here in the last few decades too. You know, they will say, well, the science has come to a consensus on global warming, and they've come to a consensus on the September 11, 2001 attacks, and they've come to the to a consensus on this subject or that subject. But for anyone that has any knowledge of scientific background or debating background, if you have any knowledge, that's not the way science works. Science does not come to a consensus. Debate does not come to a consensus. Debate is open for debate forever and ever and ever. And so is science. It is always open for debate, and it always will be. It's just that they have tried to skew the rules.
It's quite sad actually that and actually the Holocaust name, the official name of Holocaust is spelled with a capital H, always has to be.
Yes, it
Plus
does.
it's the only
Do you know why that
mass,
is?
sorry,
Do you know why that is?
it's a marketing scheme from what I
Well,
from what I
yeah,
understand.
it's a de deceptive mechanism trying to give more weight, if you will, more I'm trying to think of the right word, is trying to give a bigger presence to that particular Holocaust. Because you can look at Holocaust in the definition or in a dictionary, you know, this Holocaust on any other scale, whether it's the African scale or the Irish scale or
Asian.
any other Holocaust, it has a small H on it, but the Jewish Holocaust has a big H on it.
Yeah.
It's meant to have a more dramatic result. That's what I was trying to think of.
Yeah, they're probably gonna trademark it pretty soon and put a a little R in a circle beside it soon enough. If that's
Little
not the case
R.
already.
Oh, yeah, for the trademark, okay.
Yeah, but yeah, again, like this is the only mass murder that's well, like, if you could call it a mass murder, like even like David Irving said, even one Jew murdered is one Jew too many, So a lot of people try to label him an anti-Semite, Holocaust denier, but this is what he said: even one Jew killed is one Jew too many. There should be none. That's the bottom line. It's nothing to do with anti-Semitism. Nothing to do with the kind of belief. It's or the scale of killing people. Even one person murdered that way is wrong. It's just plain wrong. But the obviously the Zionist lobby likes to hold that number to themselves. That oh, we're poor because we were murdered, massacred, or whatever they call it. So it's, and living here in Poland, I constantly, especially getting close to the anniversary of the liberation of the camp in Auschwitz, it just gets to the nauseating point where the president and the prime minister and all the other politicians come on, and start praising Israel, hating on the Germans or whatever. So it just gets to the point where I don't want to turn on my TV or go outside, really. It's just one point of nausea, honestly.
Hello. Sorry, Damon, I got a
Yeah.
call. Hello. Yes. Sorry, I'll be right back. Damon, hang
Yeah,
on.
no problem.
I can't believe it. I had a doctor call right when you right when you stopped. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I thought it was somebody from the network calling, telling us to
No.
stop.
No.
Okay,
No, they wouldn't do that.
because So basically it's just leaving it at that. A little bit more actually. I was going to mention the countries that have the Holocaust denial,
Great Britain is one of
clauses,
them, yes.
whatever, but there's just too many to name.
Yeah.
Just in Europe there's 16,
Really?
plus South Africa, Australia, Canada, the States.
Really?
Yeah, it's just so many countries, and actually David Irving was banned from a few countries in Europe. He was Australia. He can still go to Australia. He can still go to South Africa, Canada. No, I think he was banned from Canada. He was arrested in Canada actually in 1983, I think. Where he was deported right at the airport. He was stopped and escorted back onto the plane to leave me immediately for Great Britain.
Right.
For his home, yeah. So, well, he wasn't arrested, just deported. Like, he was just like told to, go back. So, I think he's banned in Canada as well. I know he's banned
Yeah.
in Poland for sure, 100%, because he exposed the gas chamber story as also a hoax.
Yes, I've heard that the gas chambers were built in 2 years after the war, 1947.
By Polish communists, that is correct. And there's even one of the bricks on the gas chamber specifically states that this was built in 1948 by and the people who were responsible for it. So basically, it was supposed to be a museum right from the get-go. It was supposed to be a museum, and it's pretty obvious. You can't get anywhere near the wall of supposed death. This is money. It's a money-making machine.
Well, it also props the Ashkenazis or the Khazarians, whatever you want to call them. It also props them up on this fake pedestal. It gives their more their existence more weight, more prevalence, It tries to tell the people that, well, Jews are supposedly the chosen people and they've been persecuted, so we should hold them on a different level.
Nobody mentions the Rwandan. Remember that whole Rwandan genocide between the
Yeah,
Hutus and Tutsis?
nobody mentions the Irish genocide either.
Or what happened in China
Correct.
during Mao's rule,
Yeah.
or what the Japanese did today to the Chinese war prisoners, the horrible things they did to them. It was much worse than what the Nazis did to the
Yeah.
Jews. But I mean, of course, the Jews were, treated horribly by the Nazis in the concentration camps,
There's a
but.
comment. There's a couple of comments, actually. There's quite a few comments coming in. Ray says, if anyone should be deeply sympathized with, it's the German people. The guilt those poor people are still forced to live under is a disgrace.
I agree. And actually, regarding that, Hitler actually turned around the German economy. And
He did.
reason why Hitler was vilified, I found out why. He arrested
He was vilified. Sure.
Baron
Sure. He.
of Rothschild.
Yes, he was vilified because he turned against Zionism.
Yep, and particularly because he arrested a Rothschild.
Yes.
He arrested one. I think it was Baron, Lord Baron Ro the Rothschild.
Okay,
Yeah,
okay.
yeah, yeah. That's the reason why. I can't remember what year. I think it was somewhere in 1938 or 1937.
Right.
Or something like that. I can't remember the exact date, but it was somewhere around there. Yeah, because obviously the Rothschilds wanted to destroy Germany. But Hitler stood up to that. He was a war hero during World War I, severely injured, but they stitched him back up and he went
Yes.
right back to the front lines.
Yes.
So he was very, but he was broke. Like, there's no
Yes.
way he could have supported a political party and won. He must have had, outside help.
Yes.
Germany was broke. Germany was broke. Where did he get money
I
to,
don't
get everything going?
remember the source right now, but I had to do a little bit of research to find it, but
I'll tell you where. Bank of England.
there is an
Bank of
account.
England and the Warburgs.
This something else totally different. There is an account. There is a claim that Winston Churchill has said, "My fight is not with National Socialism; it's with the German people, because the power does lie in the people of Germany."
You know, till day this day, I think spitting on the streets in Germany in public is punishable by fines.
Well, they can probably shit on the street, though, can't they?
No, actually, the laws Hitler instituted were, you know, for the good of the Germans. Like, you know,
Okay.
they tried to blame the Nazis for bombing. What was that to say? Was that
Well, I was just wondering because I thought maybe Germany was a progressive country, and I thought maybe they might have been like San Francisco because, well, San Francisco is a progressive state, and they allow shitting on the street, they allow pissing on the street, they allow spitting on the
No,
street.
Germany, no. No. Germany, no. You can't do that. No,
Okay, okay.
it's still, and you, but at the same time, which is something
Well,
weird, you can't.
you can go to the brothel and buy a woman in Germany
Well,
or
as long as
a
Jehovah
man.
doesn't see it, then it's fine. You know, it's
Isn't
under a roof, so I don't know. I don't know. But they have this weird that way, because actually, the burlesque houses were instituted in Germany by the Jews. The first brothel owners were Jewish in
certainly they
Germany.
were.
Sorry?
Certainly they were.
Oh yeah. You know, it's pornography at the scale it is right now. Notice that in countries where it's legal, they usually have, you know, major Jewish lobbies. But where pornography is illegal or punishable, even owning
Correct.
pornography is punishable by death,
Well,
there's very little Jewish influence, very little.
the Jews are the ones that introduced pornography to America also.
You know, so, and I remember walking around, corner stores in Poland, or kiosks as we call them here. You would never find, you know, dirty magazines of any sort. You know, you would find a lot of just basic newspapers. But since the Jewish influence was very small in Poland after the war, it wasn't as big as it is right now. There was no pornography available. Now, anywhere you
Well,
go, you know, kids can see the damn magazine.
the German
You know.
people from the start of the 20th century all the way until the war, they were considered the most religious people on earth, I believe, or one of the most religious peoples on earth.
Italians, if anything, I believe.
Italians.
Yeah,
Now you're thinking of
Italians.
Rome, Italy.
Oh.
And the Italians and the Sicilians, they might have cl claimed to be R Roman Catholic, and they might have claimed to. I mean, look at how many mafias there were back in them days too. And there's nothing moral or religious about a mafia.
Yeah, I mean, they were from Sicily mostly in the south, the
Right.
mafias. Yeah, but well, the church, well, the Vatican isn't a mafia, so I
Well, they
mean,
are, yes, but
and actually, another interesting point I came across while doing my research was regarding good old Oscar Schindler. Yeah, he was a bit of a cookie himself, actually.
So he wasn't
You
a
know.
good guy and got a lot of Jews out of Germany?
Well, actually, in the 1930s, he was working for the German counterintelligence, even though he was a Slovak or a Czechoslovakian by birth. The Czechoslovakians claimed he helped plan the Nazi invasion of Poland, and during this time, he robbed and beat Jews wearing a Nazi uniform. While wearing a Nazi uniform, actually, he was a womanizer and alcoholic. His wife divorced him, even though in Spielberg's film, she's, you know, his wife till the end, but it's not true. They, you know, he, they got a divorce,
Yeah, but
actually.
I'm sure that they didn't care what she told him or told them.
No, obviously not. Another point, at the time he was in jail for bribing the SS commandant,
Did you
Eimon
say
Koth.
he or she?
He,
Okay.
Oscar Schindler, during the time the movie was made, actually, during the time that the movie was based around, he was actually in prison for bribing the SS commandant, Eamon Goeth.
That's pretty rich, isn't it?
Yeah, in the movie, Itzhak Stern was not even working for Schindler at the factory then. So it's a lot of fabrication by Mr. Spielberg on that part. So
Gee.
it's, as you see, there's a little bit of a different picture presented of Schindler from the perspective of Eastern Europeans, who I still do believe are the best source. But unfortunately, the old generation is dying off, the ones who saw this with their own eyes. You know, that's why That's why the anti-Jewish sentiment is so strong with the old generation, because they saw what these people were doing during, before the war, during, they saw the Jewish communist
Well,
takeover
you know,
of Europe.
if you really want to think about it, there is biblical historical writings about that too. I believe the Bible said the only time Jesus ever got mad was when he went into the Jerusalem or whatever town it happened to be, and he seen the money changers, and he turned over their tables, strewn all of their coins around, and tried to beat them, I believe was the characterizations. But there's a couple more comments coming in. Ray said again, Hitler was a trench runner in the First World War, highly dangerous job, running communications from trench to trench.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like he was a hero. He was a hero to Germany.
Well, sure.
Yeah, well, again, I don't want to, by any means, I don't want to paint Hitler as some kind of an angel or anything, because there's
Correct.
More bad than good about him. But as far as his knowledge of what his underlings, his Nazi underlings, were doing, there was some dispute to that, towards that. You can debate that. They didn't tell him the full truth. There was some really nasty, Nazis under him. Like some generals were just, really nasty. They did terrible things to not just Jews, Eastern Europeans in general. But as far as going back to the original point of 6 million, it's impossible. Plus, it's illogical.
Yeah.
Think about it. Transporting during the war, transporting by train, all these millions of people to one place just to kill them,
Well,
it's stupid.
Yeah, but
why not just put a bullet in their head, blame it on the locals, and have it done with? Why
yes.
don't you go take
but were
them to a
they,
camp that you're running,
Were they
and kill them there?
Yeah, but then, we have to ask the question, were they taken there to be exterminated in the first place? I mean, was that a lie? Ray also said, anything bad in the world, the Jews are behind it. And he said it's provable, it's provable, but none dare say it. But
does. Nobody tries to.
So do I, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. Somebody's gotta say it.
Correct.
Ray
just said Hitler was no worse than Churchill.
Churchill was, I think, worse, because he let Coventry get bombed. I don't know if you've read anything about Churchill outside of his personal biographer, who just painted him out to be like the biggest hero ever or whatever.
Sure.
Actually, a few foreign delegates, including prime ministers like Prime Minister Mackenzie, President de Gaulle, and a few others, wrote in their journals, because they all kept very concise journals about all their activities during their life and during their presidency time in the military, and they all said that Churchill was an alcoholic. Basically, the guy would show up to some meetings, expose himself.
Well, he was probably also a pedophile as well as alcoholic and a drug addict. He was part of the Hellcat Society.
And the focus group.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, the focus group sponsored him, because the guy wasn't earning a measly pension, even by those standards back then. And he had a huge mansion, he was paying, I think,
his family
100
was,
and something employees.
His family was part of the nobility over there.
Well, I don't know about that, but from what I heard about Churchill, he was a measly senator, and that, in those times, those are really crappy. That was really crappy pay.
He couldn't really make it as a senator, so they kind of propped him up and put him to where he was supposed to be because of his secret societal background.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, he left politics. He was, I don't know if anybody's aware, but he was forging paintings by famous artists.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he was forging paintings, and he was making money off of that. Plus, he was very articulate. Whenever he was sober, which was very rarely, he would give amazing speeches in public. But as far as his radio broadcasts, he had a voice double do his radio broadcasts for him.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He was unable to pronounce a single word. That's how drunk he was.
Not
This is from
surprising.
journals. This is from journals and diaries of world leaders who met with him.
Right.
Yeah, De Gaulle said that he would expose himself, completely wasted. So, he allowed Coventry to get bombed, and he was actually praying for Coventry to get bombed, so he would give the English excuse to pull America into the war as well.
Ray said they took the Jews to quarantine camps. He's from Coventry. He used to play on the bomb sites in Coventry when he was a boy.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Interesting. Sad. Yeah, too bad Gary's not on tonight.
Yeah.
Give us the British Isles perspective. I'd love to hear that. And I think I will talk to him about it when he's got a chance.
Right.
Yeah. Hopefully he does. Yeah. So, regarding going back to the gas chambers, which is also another big no-no regarding, Holocaust denial, that whole story, is that, one of the main things is that there was gas chambers, and the gas chambers is exactly what sparked, the convictions and forbidding to say anything about the Holocaust that might put light on it, that might shed light on it. But Fred Leuchter, he was the head of the German Association for Chemical Engineers or something like that. I can't remember the exact association. He was a part of it. He was president of it for the whole country. In his report, he wrote that it would be impossible with the current technology back then to conduct a massacre of that degree. You know, even modern funeral homes or crematoria can't keep up with the workload to murder that many, gas that many people.
Yeah.
You know, it's impossible. And
Ray also just said Churchill's famous speeches were recorded after the war. Did you know that?
That's funny. Yeah, I heard about that. I heard about that. But thanks for thank him for bringing it up.
I think you just did.
It's interesting. I keep forgetting. Sometimes I forget I'm on the radio. Something to do with the fact that it's almost 11 p.m.
Right. Right.
You're
in Warsaw, right? You're in Warsaw?
Yes. Correct.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. So it's unfortunate that Fred Leuchter was actually was thrown out of that German Association for Chemical Engineers after that report.
Who's this?
They threw him out. Fred Leuchter.
I must have missed something. Go back a little bit and start over.
Yeah, Fred Leuchter compiled a report saying basically that it was impossible to kill that many people in gas chambers
in
and
the 5 years,
in crematorium.
Yes. Yes. They mathematically figured out, and I heard it was some stupid number, over 260 years or something like that it would have taken, or
something,
I don't know.
Like that, yeah, but for sure not in that amount of time, not in that space of time. You know,
yes, yes.
It would have been impossible.
Right.
You know, even modern crematoria or gas chambers can't do what was supposed by the Jews, what they came up with.
Right.
It was just possible, you know. You know, the people don't turn on, the people don't think about it that way. And I'm guilty of it myself as well, because, you know, it's like I was like fed that story as a kid.
I know what I'll do.
And everything, so.
I just figured it out. Pavel, I know what I'll do. Yeah. After the, maybe when I get back from my little 3-day vacation, I will do a Facebook Live video and play that video on the Facebook Live.
Okay, we can try that. Maybe it'll play. Yeah,
well, I know it will. I've done it before. I've done it like 3 or 4 other times. I've taken documentaries and played them.
Okay.
I guess the worst they could do is shut my Facebook off, shut me down. I don't know.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
Ray said his first girlfriend's father was from Lvov. Lvov.
Oh, Lviv. Lviv. That's in Ukraine. That's Lviv.
Okay.
Yeah. So the Ukrainian. Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah. So the Ukrainians have their bone to pick with the Jews as well for what they were doing during that time, and the Bolshevik Revolution, that was also inspired by Jews. Yes,
Certainly it
it's
was.
a really deep topic.
Yeah, funded by the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds.
Yes, it's, they were funding both sides of the war, so, and then once that was over, they had to quickly establish their story, which was, you couldn't deny it, you couldn't question it. It is what it is. You say anything, you're gone, basically.
Sure. I wonder, I wonder how that goes along with people that it must go along well with people that still believe in the system, still believe in government and the police and authority. It's the, you know what they're basically telling somebody is move along. There's nothing to see here, and that just that doesn't sit well with me at all. I've told people of high-ranking military so-called authority that kind of stuff, and they look at me shocked because I do say something.
They're surprised to hear anything.
I don't just keep my mouth shut and move along.
Yes, that's a very good quality.
Well, I have three family members that are former military, and they basically don't speak to me because of my views, and I'm not losing any sleep over that. I haven't.
Hopefully not.
I have talked to a family friend that spent 33 years in the army, and
Oh,
after he got out, he started looking into things. He wanted to know things about the know things for himself. And
wow.
one day he come up to me and he said, "There's over 10,000 websites that are banned by the police and the military." I said, I kind of smiled at him and said, "Yeah, I know." And then I asked him, "Why do you think that is?" And he said, "Well, that's because they don't want us figuring stuff out." And I just smiled.
Yes.
He's starting to learn for himself.
Yeah. Well, the great President W.
George W. George W. Bush.
G. W. Bush actually once said that if you have nothing,
After that was
if you're telling
after.
the truth, you have nothing to hide. But how
Yeah.
come the U.S.
Yeah.
government kept I think 16 million documents top secret? And currently they have about 16 million documents classified as
Sure.
top secret.
Sure.
So what's going on there?
Well,
So.
those people's names that are in those documents, they're still alive. That's what's going on.
A lot of them, anyway. A lot of them. Not all of them, necessarily.
Correct. Yeah.
Or they're hiding in Cuba, pretending they're dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like old Jeffrey, our popular friend.
Yes. Jeffrey did not commit
He's got his
suicide.
own
Yeah.
playland,
Didn't hang himself.
murder
Yeah.
case. Well, I think people pretty much swallowed that pill. They don't believe that. Well, at first they swallowed that pill and they believed it, but I don't think too many people believe it by now.
Well,
The media keeps pushing it.
the number's getting higher and higher that the people that aren't believing it, yes, I think.
Hopefully that's what goes on for our original topic as well. Hopefully more and more people, especially in the media, start, jumping going over the fence, and not being scared to talk about that topic.
Yeah.
It's because really, whenever I hear or listen to anything
Yeah.
on the on TV or radio or read on the internet, because
Yeah.
sometimes even though I have a TV, but I don't watch it. Sometimes when I'm over at somebody's place, they're watching TV,
Yeah.
and I'll occasionally see something regarding
Do you know
the Holocaust, usually on the History Channel.
the American network called Democracy Now?
I've heard of it, yeah. I've heard of Democracy Now.
I think Amy Goodman is one of the leaders in that group, in that agency. She had a guest on one time. I'm trying to search it up, but I'm not getting the correct search terms. I've seen the video before quite a few times, and I need to download it or save it to my favorites or whatever. But she had a Israeli guest on one time, and this guest talked about basically what the Anti-Defamation League, the ADL, and all of the other Israeli sites, all of the other Israeli government, and all of the other Israeli agencies, whenever somebody tries to criticize the Israelis, and these are her words, might not be the exact words, but something to the effect of, all we do is call them an anti-Semite, and we try to censor their message. We try to attack their message.
That's their ace up the sleeve, anti-Semite.
Yes, anti-Semite. That's their biggest little trick, and that's what she said.
Yeah, well, then let them try. Let them listen to the fact that, you know, calling somebody anti-Semite doesn't make any sense because Semitic is a group of languages that's mostly extinct now, by thousands of years, some of them. You know, it was the old Hittite language, which kind of evolved into Turkish, I guess. So you can't. But you know, a few other languages I can't recall right now were deemed Semitic languages. But for sure, it's nothing that has got to do with really with race.
No,
it's just,
no,
you
no.
know, just made up. It's made up. Just for convenience.
Yeah. I wanted to bring up a little. I guess we got about 10 minutes until we take a break here. But there's a discussion going on in the chat, which you can't see. You're on your mobile device or whatever.
Yeah, I'm not privileged. You understand?
Well, you could sign up for the network and get into chat.
That's okay. I'll just depend on you to give me that information. Right, go right. ahead. What are they talking
but,
about?
Annie and Ray are talking about the USS Liberty in 1967. Yeah, that was attacked by the Israelis. I was going to say that that event there, the bombing and the trying to destroy the USS Liberty in 1967, that was the event that sent the U.S. into Vietnam War.
Oh, yeah. I'm aware of that. Yeah, I read about the USS Liberty. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And that's how 58,000 Americans, just Americans, 58,000 were killed in Vietnam.
Yeah. Over a lie again.
Yes.
Yeah, it's disturbing. And actually, recently, one of the Jewish, I think it was a defense minister for Israel, said that.
Now, wait a minute. I'm wrong. The U.S. Liberty, the USS Liberty, they tried to sink that, but that wasn't the event. I'm going to search that. Hang on a second. Go ahead and continue.
Yeah. Actually, about USS Liberty, I think it was the Israeli defense minister. He was in the United States, and he was talking, and they were talking about that behind closed doors in a meeting with the U.S. Senators and president or whatever. And they said that no matter how bad it is, something Israel does, they will never apologize. Period. So even if they know they did that.
Oh, it was the Gulf of Tonkin.
They will never apologize.
It was the Gulf of Tonkin affair. That's what it was. 1964.
Yeah,
1964. I have seen the video of Robert McNamara pretty much admitting that event never happened. That's what it was. The American press and the American government claim that the Gulf of Tonkin affair is what. So, well, Johnson is on film. It's on YouTube. President Johnson got up and tried to claim that the Gulf of Tonkin affair was an act of war, and we needed to go into Vietnam because of this. But that's the one that never actually happened. That was a fake false flag.
Just like Bay of Pigs. And Bay of Pigs, I think, led to the Korean War, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct?
No. Bay of Pigs was after Korea. Long time after.
Oh, crap. Okay. Yeah,
the Korean War was in the Korean 50s. War was in the 50s. Yeah. The Bay of Pigs was in like 1961 or something like that. 1960.
Okay. Okay. I just got my. But it was another attempt to get into Asia. Am I mistaken? It was another attempt to get into Asia, to the Bay of Pigs lie.
Well, that was in Cuba.
I was a Cuban. Okay. Sorry. I got
the Bay of Pigs. That was in
Nam. Okay. Thanks for cleaning that up.
That's okay. Well, you know, we all make mistakes. I'm 55. My memory is not as good as it used to be, so I got to look things up. But
I'm 37 and I'm sleepy.
Yes, it's almost 11.
Plus, I'm a Polack, so cut me some slack. That's my handicap.
Oh, talk about a stereotype.
I am sober.
Talk about a stereotype. Well, that is good too, though.
Well, if our Irish friend was on, that'd be even more interesting because there'll be alcohol infused. I'm sure he's listening to this right now. I'm sure of it.
No, he's not. I doubt it. He said he had something to do with his children.
Okay. So I guess he's not. We'll have to give him a hard time about that off air in that case.
Of course.
You couldn't get on without that. Oh, yeah. And regarding murdering people. Are you aware of the Eisenhower death camps along the Rhine River?
I am.
Yeah. How about
Sorry.
that, eh? You know how many people, you know how many innocent Germans, civilians plus soldiers from the German army, not the Nazi army, not the Nazis, but German army, regular German army, were imprisoned in Eisenhower's death camps?
Yes,
Guess what
yes,
the
yes.
number is.
I dare to ask, but go ahead.
6 million.
Ah,
6 million civilians and soldiers. That had
interesting.
nothing to do with the
Interesting.
war.
I do know that Eisenhower and some other, a lot of other top officials told the other lower ranked soldiers in that not to look for top Nazi officials. They were specifically looking for the little man, the lower ranking German soldiers. I do know that. And there were a lot of reports of a lot of American and British and Russian troops going into certain areas, and they were told to get out. They were told that there's nothing here. They need to go over to this other place over here. Look over there because we've got our intelligence that they're over there and there's nothing over here. So I take that with a grain of salt, you know?
It's unfortunate. And actually, I watched only one time. I watched this documentary from I think the 1990s. That's somewhere in the early 90s. It was aired on German television, of course, not on any other television, regarding Eisenhower's death camps. And survivors described, mostly in tears, what their experiences were from the camps, so it's and these were, like, and the video was banned, like it must have been banned within 2 days.
Sure. It was immediately pulled and never seen again. I can imagine, right? We're almost at the hour. Do you want to come back and do some more, or are you all done?
Actually, not for tonight. Let's call it a night for tonight. If Gary was on, he'd support a little, because honestly, I am. It is 11 p.m. and it's tomorrow. I got a really busy day, like I told you. So, really busy day. So just put it off till next week. I mean, if Gary was on, I'd go the 2 hours probably with him, but
Okay. Well, actually,
yeah.
Since you are going to sign off, do you want to listen to something for another 20 minutes or so? I will, I think it's 23 minutes long. I'll get up on Facebook and I will also put it over on the air, and the people can listen to that video that's banned over there in Europe. Well, and you can
Sure,
watch
why
it.
not?
You can watch it on Facebook.
Yeah, okay. I think that'll be okay.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I'll send you an invite and you can go right to the Facebook link.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, let's do it that way then. All right. So, again, thank you, Steve, for having me on, letting me talk about a topic that's very close to home, literally.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
I've been to Auschwitz twice, and actually, Auschwitz is not even, I think, 300 kilometers from me, so it's really close to home.
Yeah, there's
And
one.
regarding the city itself and what's going on there, we'll talk about that in the next show. So that's very interesting in itself,
Sure.
what's going on at that museum.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I'll tell you one
yeah,
more.
so
I'll tell you one more comment from Ray before you leave.
Okay, no problem.
Actually, two more comments. He just popped up another one. They were herded into fields, just left there without any kind of sanitation, no food whatsoever, just a muddy field. The first winter pretty much seen most of them off. Coincidentally, for the past 2 weeks, I've been planning a trip to Israel. I want to see some stuff for myself. I'm not sure what that is referring to, actually.
Not sure either. Not sure either.
I think he will, once he hears this, he will respond to me. So anyways, thank you for coming on, and jump on Facebook and I'll put that up on Facebook Live.
All right, thank you, Steve. To all the listeners, thank you. Have a good night, and to yourself as well, Steve. Have a good one.
Okay. Bye, Pavel.
Thanks, bye. Bye.
Okay, everyone, I'm going to take a little short break here, about 7 minutes, put a couple tunes on, and then I'm going to run that documentary. I won't be able to play the tune on Facebook, but anyways, I can play the documentary here on Facebook or the YouTube video, and I'll put a tune on for the break. Stay tuned, everyone.